This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
For us to move on and give you our favorite plays for this week in the National Football League.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Double D, you better fire up that music, buddy, because I am ready to bet on the Detroit Lions. That's right, the Detroit Lions, led by all-star quarterback Jared Goff. You got to call him an all-star when you're going old school. Lions, -4 against the Seahawks in Motown? I don't know if this is true. The Lions are favored in a game for the first time since 1939? I don't think that's true. I can't remember the last time Detroit was favored in a football game. I have to bet on this on principle. When do you get the Lions as a favorite? Seattle pulled off that shocker in the opener against Russ Wilson. Subway eating Russ Wilson and the Broncos, but they are not ready for the Lions in Detroit. The Seahawks secondary is awful, Chelsea. They give up more yards per play than any team in the NFL, and the Lions can attack them in a number of ways. I am so excited that I'm talking about a good Lions team. This is one of the most historic franchises in the NFL that has struggled for so long, and they're pretty decent. They have talent. Amon-Ra St. Brown, DeAndre Swift. Maybe some dude from Flint will join the team on Saturday and he'll score in this game. I'm expecting a monster output from Detroit in front of those fans at Ford Field. Lions are 4-0 against the number in their last four. They are 6-0 against the spread in their last six at home. Lions -4 hosting the lowly Seahawks.
Yeah, it's not that the Lions are necessarily good. It's just the fact that they're also playing the Seahawks. Honestly, I feel like if this is a shootout, which we have seen in most Detroit games, yeah, they can't stop anybody, but they can pile up the points. They're averaging over 30 points per game over their last six games, dating back to last season. And Seattle has Geno Smith and an offense that can hang with teams if it's a low-scoring affair. But I don't think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. So I'm fine laying the four here just because I think we're going to see a ton of touchdowns in this one. Jared Goff is more than a fine game manager here. He has a ton of weapons around him, even without DeAndre Swift, who is questionable for this one. They have some great production from Jamal Williams at running back, coming off a great game last time out. So I'll take the Lions here as well, -4.
Ooh, Chelsea, it's another squad play. And I will say, whether it's been football or baseball, our squad plays have been pretty good over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, knock on wood. Thanks, Jinx. You just jinxed it. So hopefully we can go against that mojo, Jinx, and win this one.
We're going to get it done. 1 o'clock kickoff in Motown on Sunday afternoon.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Is there a ghost in here? All right. Next up for me, let's go overseas to London. That's right. I'm taking the opposite of primetime Kirk Cousins. And that is early morning, Kirk Cousins. I'm going to go with the Vikings -2.5 against the Saints here. Big questions at quarterback for New Orleans, where Jameis Winston might not even play in this one. If it's not Jameis, it's probably going to be Andy Dalton, who is, you know, years removed from being a good quarterback. I think this is a dink and dunk offense when you see Andy Dalton enter the frame, because one thing that Jameis brings to the fold is that he at least can get the ball down the field. We know he can sling it. Andy Dalton cannot. I don't think that this offense can hang with the likes of the Vikings and how many weapons that Kirk Cousins has. I know it's a good defense on the Saints, but still, when it comes to this game, it's a short number. It's a neutral field. Kirk Cousins doesn't really have the spotlight on him in this one. So I'm going to go with the Vikings here, laying that 2.5. It is under a field goal. So yeah, love the Vikings in this spot.
Man, I might rebet this. I don't know. I got Vikings -3. As soon as I heard that Jameis was not practicing or missed a day of practice, he has not looked good. And I doubted him going into the season, but man, when you have back issues, clearly that's a problem at quarterback. And as soon as I saw that, I hammered the Vikings -3. Do you ever bet again on something when you say, oh, I'm getting an even better number now, or is this foolish on my part?
I don't know, because when I like something a lot, usually it spells trouble for me, but I don't know. Also should be noticed that Michael Thomas hasn't practiced the last couple of days either. So it could be other guys. Yeah, it could be other guys for the Saints. They're really banged up. So Yeah, all Vikings all day for me. Hopefully I don't regret betting on Kirk Cousins. But like I said, it's his prime time. It's in the morning.
I started to say, if Kirk Cousins is so awful in prime time, and he is, you got to assume he's at his best when he wakes up in the morning. The later the day goes, the worse he gets. Chelsea, you're talking me into this bet even more. Vikings minus 2.5 is the play. Kickoff bright and early if you want to get up early with Kirk and watch him. 9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Here we go. What's going on with this line? Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Panthers are hosting the Cards. The Cards are getting 2 points. I don't know what's going on here, Chelsea. This line is dumb. I said going into the season, the Cardinals were going to struggle this year, and they have, but they are still miles better than Carolina and Baker Mayfield, who is putting up the worst numbers of his career. I'm happy to see Christian McCaffrey go over the 100-yard mark rushing for two consecutive games because he's been so banged up and he's such a talent. But you slow him down, you slow down Carolina in a big way. Maybe this has something to do with home field advantage, but the Panthers should not be giving points here. They shouldn't be giving points to anyone, really. They're 1-5 or 1-4 in their last five against the number. Somebody has to say the cliche, Chelsea. I'll do it. Wrong team is favored. Arizona plus 2 on the road against the Panthers.
God, this one scares me because this was my dog of the weekend pick. I do think that the Cardinals are the better team here. And plus, the Cardinals have been way better on the road. They were so much better on the road last season that Cliff Kingsbury joked that he wished that they weren't hosting a playoff game. And we saw how that turned out. It wasn't good. But I think this is one of those instances in which, you know, if you trust the Cardinals and Kyler Murray looks terrible, you say, well, I probably should have seen that coming. But also, if you trust the Panthers and Baker Mayfield, you could also say the same thing. And also with the questions with Christian McCaffrey, who is a huge part of that offense. Yeah, I don't think things are shaping up well for the Panthers, despite the line moving towards the Panthers. So I think this is kind of a conundrum for me. Cards and Panthers kick off at 4 p.m. on Sunday in Charlotte.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, Jinx. It's time for another squad play as we look to Sunday night between the Bucks and the Chiefs. This game was close to a pick'em. For part of the week, we've got the Bucks minus 1 here. I think the big thing for me is that Mike Evans will be back. Tom Brady has been seriously lacking in receiver threats. Mike Evans, one of the best in the game, one of Tom Brady's favorite targets. Also, Julio Jones could be healthy enough to play in this one as well. And also, the defenses. Who has the better defense in this matchup? It's got to be the Bucks. The Bucks probably still have Patrick Mahomes' number from playing in the Super Bowl. Remember how human Patrick Mahomes looked in that Super Bowl in which he didn't score a single touchdown against this Bucks defense? No, it's not the exact same Bucks defense, but still, this is a team playing at home, a team behind a wide receiver core that's a little better in this one, and also, I'll take the better defense. Let's go Bucks, minus 1.
The National Football League is a game of contrasts, and on Sunday night in Tampa Bay at Raymond James Stadium, an old man will face a young man for the crown of Sunday Night Football champion. I'm on the Bucks here as well. Let's get Tommy one more big win. I don't think Kansas City is ready for this Tampa defense. This Tampa defense, which gave Patrick Mahomes so many problems a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, looks to be just as good as it was a couple years back. The Bucs adjusted to Aaron Rodgers last week, jumped out all over the Bucs early on in that game. With two quick touchdowns, what happened? The Bucs clamped down, and they were a two-point conversion away. They failed on that conversion. They were 2 points away from possibly forcing overtime in that game. And now Tampa Bay gets back Mike Evans. They get back Julio Jones. Yes, I know it's not the Julio Jones of old, but certainly when you're as depleted at receiver as the Bucs are, any sort of help is welcome. Tommy makes everyone around him better. He has got a Super Bowl-level defense there. I think one final time, Chelsea, Tommy makes a statement against the great Patrick Mahomes because we're talking about the GOAT. One last stand for the old man against that young whippersnapper, Patrick Mahomes. Give me the Bucks laying a point against the Chiefs. This spread has been all over the place this week.
And plus, it seems like there's tension on the sidelines with the Chiefs. Didn't you see that video of Patrick Mahomes going at it with Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator? I think there's real problems in Kansas City. It's not just Tom throwing iPads or Surfaces or whatever and mad at Giselle. And maybe that's another thing. Him and Patrick Mahomes can bond while venting about their significant others.
I was just going to say, the most intense fight we've seen this weekend, number one, Patrick Mahomes, Eric Bieniemy. Number two, Tom Brady versus the Microsoft Surface. Pretty close, but I think you're right. The edge goes to Mahomes and Bieniemy. It is Sunday Night Football, 8:20 in Tampa, and it should be a great one.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.